Help, I'm Talking and I Can't Shut Up by Michelle Nichols. Are you guilty of committing the crime of TMI? Too much information? You know what I mean. Someone asks you the price of your product and you launch into a long-winded discourse on every feature, a competitive comparison, financing options, and more. Meanwhile, all the client really wanted to know was if the cost would be closer to $20,000 or $40,000. Ouch. One of the most frequently committed sales crimes. TMI can be hard to spot because offenders actually think they're being helpful. In fact, they're being the opposite. All that excess information slows down the sale, possibly even killing it. A while back, I was speaking at an association of sales reps for promotional products. The event was so inspiring, I thought I'd write a column on clever promotions. So I asked one of the trade magazine editors for some ideas. She generously agreed to send me a 2 years of back issues, 24 magazines, and sign me up for a subscription, too. When the magazines arrived, I was overwhelmed with all the information. I put them aside, intending to study them later. As you can guess, I never opened them, and that column never got written. In retrospect, I could have picked out one magazine with the most potential for the column fodder and printed the rest. But I didn't. TMI ruined that sale. Pascal's formula. There are many varieties of TMI. I heard about travel-weary attendees at an insurance convention being greeted with a four-hour, non-stop information dump on everything that was new and improved since they had gathered a year ago. That was way too much information before the first glass of Chardonnay. On a smaller scale, we have all experienced death by PowerPoint presentations that go on too long in far too much detail. Electronic slides should provide just an overview. If you have a lot of details to cover, put them in a handout or reference guide. TMI also crops up in the form of long-winded brochures, emails, sales letters, even phone calls. Whatever the method of delivery, TMI always has the same result. It weakens the connection with the other person. The 17th century French mathematician Blaise Pascal wrote, "I have made this letter longer because I have not had the time to make it shorter." I understand his pain. When I released my latest sales CD, I was so excited I immediately sent copies to my key customers and prospects. The problem was the accompanying sales letter was 2 pages long. I knew I was committing too much information, but like Pascal, I didn't take the time to make it shorter. I should have sent a brief summary that said, "Thank you for your business. Please order copies of my new CD. Please hire me to speak. Let's keep in touch. Love, Michelle." Who knows how many CDs I didn't sell because of that letter. Information is like food. Some is good, but too much is not necessarily better. Let the customers decide. When they ask you a question, respond with an overview. Then ask what they'd like to know more about. For example, if you provide copying services and receive an inquiry, you could explain that you offer a wide variety of solutions, including A, B, and C. Then you might ask what copy services the prospect uses right now and outline how your offerings are similar or different. Later, you might ask if he has ever considered using some of the services you offer that you didn't mention. Pace yourself. Use the Goldilocks strategy. If you offer 50 different types of products, hearing them explained one by one can be downright painful for your client. Instead, group your offerings into a handful of categories. Review the categories with your customers and go deeper only into the ones that interest them. Yes, that means that you don't get to talk about all 50 products on the first sales call, but that's not only okay, it's good. If you have to send a catalog, take a moment to highlight pages of special interest and include a personal note on the cover. Customers don't want to look through your entire catalog to find the handful of items they want to buy. Granted, a few customers love to sort through boatloads of data. For them, there's no such thing as too much information. They will ask to see the warranty, the manual, brochures, your last 5 annual reports, and more. But they are the exception, not the rule. For all the rest, use the Goldilocks strategy. She didn't want things too hot or too cold or too big or too little. She wanted everything just right. give your customers just the right amount of information, and you will sell more and close faster. I hope that is just enough information on too much information. Now, I'd like to read to you Michelle's biography because I think it illustrates the point. Michelle Nichols is a professional sales speaker, trainer, and consultant based in Reno, Nevada. She is the savvy selling columnist for Business Weekly Online with readers in every industry. If you need to grow your sales and profits, contact her toll-free at 877-352-9684 or 775-303-8201 direct. Visit her website at www.savvyselling.com for more sales resources and tools like Savvy Selling 101 CD and Overcoming the Price Objection CD, or email her at michelle.nichols@savvyselling.com.